In a world where the line between fiction and reality blurs like mist over troubled waters, we meet Euphemia Effie Serre, the only female architecture student at her prestigious Northern College. When she discovers an opportunity to design a manor for the family of Lyre's beloved national author, Emrys Myrdan, what begins as a professional opportunity spirals into a dangerous descent into secrets, identity, and the power of storytelling. The stakes couldn't be higher for Effie. Facing constant prejudice as the only woman in her program, she sees the Hyraeth Manor project as her salvation. But when she arrives in the mysterious Bottom 100 region, she finds herself in a decaying guest cottage near a manor literally sinking into the sea. The inscription above Myrdan's flooded basement, "The only enemy is the sea," becomes increasingly ominous as she discovers the house holds secrets far darker than water damage. What makes this journey so compelling is how it mirrors our own struggles with identity. Like Effie, we often build our sense of self around stories we believe to be true, but what happens when those foundational narratives begin to crumble? As she wades deeper into Myrdan's legacy, she'll be forced to question everything, including her own perceptions of reality. The Bottom 100 unsettles Effie with its fog-shrouded cliffs and strange apparitions. Her temporary home, a primitive stone cottage with an enormous four-coaster bed and cobweb-like canopy, feels suspended in time, everything worn like the region's tenuous connection to reality. When Effie meets Preston Hellery, an Argontian scholar collecting Myrdan's papers, their relationship begins with hostility. She resents him for checking out all the Myrdan books and questions his right as a foreigner to study Lyr's national treasure. His response, "No one owns the right to tell a story," introduces the novel's central question about narrative control. At Hyraeth Manor, Effie meets Ianto Myrdan, the author's middle-aged son with haunted eyes. The decrepit house has water damage throughout and a foundation sinking into the cliff. Most disturbing is the basement archive, half submerged in murky water that inexplicably doesn't drain with the tide. Imagery of drowning permeates everything, suggesting our vulnerability to forces beyond understanding. Despite initial animosity, Effie and Preston form an alliance when he shares his theory that Myrdan's writings might be forgeries. His evidence is compelling. The author misspelling his own surname, inconsistencies in his background, and financial records contradicting his supposedly poor origins. Preston suggests the poor poet to greatness narrative might be marketing strategy. Though skeptical, Effie joins his investigation to search for architectural blueprints that could reveal hidden rooms with additional writings. Their partnership challenges both characters. For Preston, proving his theory would establish his scholarly reputation. For Effie, questioning Myrdan's authorship threatens her connection to Angharad, the novel that comforted her during her troubled childhood. When Preston dismissively suggests the Fairy King merely represents patriarchal control, Effie counters passionately. He loved Angharad more than anything. She was the one to betray him. Their debates reveal how differently we interpret texts based on our personal experiences. Effie's interactions with Ianto grow increasingly unsettling. His questions during tea carry disturbing intensity. At the pub, he becomes threatening, ordering unwanted drinks, watching her eat with uncomfortable focus, and making inappropriate comments about her appearance. After a terrifying car ride where Effie hallucinates the Fairy King in Ianto's place, she experiences an eerie calm in Hyraeth's unnaturally silent hallway. She glimpses a spectral figure, a white glimmer like a ragged dress hem, long silver hair, and a bare foot, passing through a closed door. Despite taking her medication, pink pills prescribed since childhood to stop her seeing things, both the ghost and the Fairy King appear, suggesting either her medication isn't working or what she's seeing might actually exist. Using Ianto's blueprints, Effie and Preston discover a mysterious blank space in the house plans. In his chambers, they find a dust-choked hallway with a rust-speckled mirror. The wing feels wrong, cold, silent, drowned, though Ianto's bedroom appears ordinary. Their investigation darkens when they discover the bookcase conceals a hidden room. Behind the hidden bookcase, Effie and Preston find a dented tin box marked Property of E. Merdin, containing a notebook and documents suggesting improper relations between Merdin and a young subject. Most disturbing is an inscription, "I will love you to ruination," words the Fairy King said to Angerhad in Merdin's novel. Their investigation leads to Colin Blackmar, Merdin's close friend and, even in the end, family. At his estate, they meet Mr. Marlowe, who makes inappropriate remarks about Effie while revealing little about Merdin. During a gathering storm, Effie steals Ianto's key to unlock the basement door. She dives into the dark water below, keeping one hand on the wall, and retrieves a heavy metal box marked Angerhad, nearly drowning. As they attempt to flee with their evidence, Ianto confronts them with chains and a musket. He recites a disturbing legend about Lear's first king sacrificing a fatherless child for his castle's foundation, then forces them at gunpoint toward the basement. As the house crumbles, Ianto chains Preston in the flooding basement. When Effie attempts rescue, Ianto flings her aside with supernatural strength and drags her upstairs, leaving Preston to drown. In the tilting dining room, Ianto reveals he targeted Effie as someone no one would miss. When he forcibly kisses her, Effie shoves protective hagstones into his mouth and holds one to her eye, finally seeing his true form, the Fairy King with bramble vest, pale skin, claws, and bone coronet. He explains he comes for girls left out in the cold, revealing she was offered to him 12 years ago by the riverbank. Feigning surrender, Effie secretly grabs a glass shard. When he approaches, she raises a mirrored piece toward him, reflecting his image back. He transforms into a withered man before crumbling to dust. Racing to the basement, Effie finds Preston drowning. The chains won't break until mysterious hands join theirs. They surface to discover Angerhad Merdin herself has saved them. Angerhad reveals the stunning truth. She authored all of Emrys's novels. Her husband had been possessed by the Fairy King, who, after Emrys's death, took over her son Ianto. For years, Angerhad used protective items not to repel the entity, but to trap it within the house. She had invited Preston to uncover the truth and placed Effie in the guest house for protection. Though evidence from Merdin's secret room burned with the house, they still have the locked box containing letters and a diary proving Angerhad's authorship. Effie and Preston spend 2 weeks compiling evidence for their thesis, Uncovering Angerhad, an inquiry into the authorship of major works attributed to Emrys Merdin. When university officials try to exclude Effie from credit, she confronts them about the irony of men claiming a woman's work, exactly what their thesis exposes. The conclusion reminds us that those controlling narratives shape history itself. Effie's journey shows that challenging accepted truths requires courage, but reclaiming our stories is worth the risk.